Now let's look in the book of Colossians tonight and then read a couple of verses of scripture. And we're going to talk about just a practical message tonight about some of the things you hear in today's society. And so I got to thinking about this. I thought about some of the sayings that we hear so much of in this generation, the sayings that you hear and the catchphrases that you hear that our kids grow up and hear their whole lives, and people generate their lives by, and they base their lives on these sayings they hear. And that's what I'm going to preach on tonight out of Colossians 2, verse number 8. Look what Paul said, greatest Christian ever lived. Paul said, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." Amen. Boy, that's putting it plain if you really think about what he said. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. That's the science falsely so-called, he told Timothy. "For in him," Christ, he's speaking of, "dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." And I thought of a good catchy title I want to call this message tonight. And you're going to think this is funny, but I like the sound of this. "Old Shakespeare, thou great deceiver." Old Shakespeare, thou great deceiver. And I'll tell you why I named it that. One of my points here tonight comes from one of the greatest sayings that's ever been heard, and people live by this saying. And I'm going to start my message on that. And now Shakespeare, William Shakespeare, you hear kids have to study William Shakespeare. He was a guy that walked around in leotards, you know, and elf shoes, and he was an author, a writer, whatever, playwright. And he wrote in Elizabethan English, and they don't mess with his writings, but they want to rewrite the King James Bible. That's the hypocrites we have to deal with in America. That's the hypocrites. Our Bible can't be understood, but they can understand Shakespeare, you know? And so that's what you have to deal with. That's higher learning. That's what you call higher learning. But anyway, Shakespeare said, "To thine own self be true." And what a deception that is, because our Lord and Savior didn't say that. We read right here in the passage we just read, he said, "Men will deceive you through philosophy." Men sit around and philosophize all the time, but philosophy will deceive you. It's vain deceit. You can be deceived with that vanity after the tradition of men. You know, it's like tradition is like those old Indians sitting around by the campfire telling them stories that happened to their forefathers, and then their kids sit around when they get older, sit around the campfire and tell the same stories, and then they add to it a little bit. And that's the tradition. Yeah, that's the tradition about the headless horseman and all that stuff, and about the man with the golden arm or the other stuff, you know, that scares people to death. It's that tradition, you know. And all this stuff, you know, like at Christmas time and all those traditions, you know, it's really nothing biblical about it. It's traditions of man. And so Shakespeare said, "To thine own self be true." Be true to yourself. That's all that matters. Well, there ain't nothing ever been such a bigger lie in the world. Nothing ever been a bigger lie. There's never been anything that sent more people to hell than that statement. "To thine own self be true." That's why Bruce Jenner decided he wanted to be a girl. Bruce Jenner decided he wanted to be a girl after his entire life being a man and being a track star and making America proud and bringing home the gold medal. Then he raises a family and comes home, and now all of a sudden he's a woman. How perverted is that? I'll tell you the hypocrisy of America. Y'all remember just a week or so ago? America's insane. America is an insane asylum run by the inmates. Listen, brother, the media loved it when Bruce Jenner come out and said, I'm going to be a woman now. I want to be called Caitlyn. Oh, they just went nuts. They said, oh, she's gorgeous. Look at her. I thought, who are you looking at? She's a dog. I mean, if a covey of quail would come in here, if she'd point, if a covey of quail come in here. I mean, bro, she's ugly. I'm telling you, brother. Listen, anybody, you take a 50-something-year-old man and try to put makeup on him in a wig, brother, you ain't going to make him pretty. I mean, I know I'm a nice-looking man, but you ain't going to make no pretty woman out of me. No stretch of the imagination. My wife thinks I'm good-looking. That's about it. Amen? But I'm telling you, brother, the media thought it was just wonderful. Oh, that Caitlyn she's true to herself. But listen at the hypocrites. Just a few days later, this woman, they find out that this white woman is the head of the NAACP. And everybody goes crazy. They flip out and blow a gasket. They start spinning in circles and cutting flips. Oh, she's betrayed the African-American community. And it's so terrible. She's pretending to be black. What's the big deal? She's only doing the same thing Bruce Jenner did. She felt like she was black. She wanted to be black. She felt the cause of the black people, and so she became black. You stinking hypocrites, every one of you. Yeah. Amen. Matt Loud, Robin Roberts, every last one of you are hypocrites. Yeah. She's doing the same thing Bruce Jenner did. I mean, she felt the need to be a black person, so she became black. She changed her race. He changed his gender. She changed her race. You tell me what the difference is. Amen. They ain't no difference. Amen. That's good preaching. They're hypocrites. Just like when the football player whipped his little kid with a switch. From the NBA. I mean, from the NFL. Helped me throw it in prison. That's terrible. For beating his child with a limb. Oh, terrible. It's abuse. And then a woman runs out in the street and beats her kid in the head with her hand. And she's the mother of the year. Slapping him upside the head. You tell me the hypocrisy in that. Amen. She's beating him upside the head. He's a minor. He's 16. If she's going to whip him, do it the right way, bless God. Yank a belt off, bend him over, and hit him right where the Lord intended you to. Amen. Amen, brother. Listen, to thine own self be true. Listen, brother, the media are hypocrites. The media tells kids at an early age, do what you want to do. You are your own God. Make your own destiny. Do what makes you happy. And that's exactly what ruins the lives of children in America. Amen. To your own self be true. There's nothing in the world that'll ruin your life anymore. Amen. You can't do what you feel. I mean, used to what I was talking about this morning, about buying drugs. Listen, kids, I want to tell you something. You can take a few drinks or something or a few hits or something, and you'll think you can fly. You'll think you can fly. I ain't kidding you. There's been times I've opened a bottle of stuff or a can of something and took two or three drinks and see somebody three times my size and my chest thick out. I think I can take him. Amen. And the next morning, thank God, I'm glad I didn't act on that. He'd have killed me. Amen. Ain't you done that before? Yeah. To thine own self be true. You're out of your mind, brother. That does not fly. Listen, Shakespeare's crazy. Listen, the Bible said, he said, be not spoiled through vain traditions of man and philosophy. Philosophy is not true. It's not the word of God. Amen. All that philosophy will get you is just feel good stuff. To thine own self be true. Well, preacher, it sounds good. There's a lot of things sounds good. Amen? A lot of things sound good. That don't mean it's true. Secondly, I want to say, another one is number two, when they say, oh, you'll like this one. You'll like this one. And everybody said, some of y'all may have said it. And maybe I've said it before, but really it's not true. It's not true. Just follow your heart. Just follow your heart. You know what the Bible says about your heart? Jeremiah 17:9 said, the heart is deceitful above all things. Above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You know what the Bible says about your heart? You don't even know your own heart, Jack. You don't know what your heart's telling you. You don't know what your heart. You better pray and seek the will of God. You know what I tell young people? I've watched young people over the years. I've watched them fall in love and fall out of love. I've watched them fall in love and fall out of love. I've watched them break up and get their heart broken. You know what I always tell them? I always tell them every time, you'll get over it.
Amen. You will. How many has had your heart broke before? How many has broke up or got broke up with when he's a teenager and you think you're going to die? How many go home and cry and think you're going to die? And you, oh, God, I can't believe it. I just can't live. And you know what? Just within a few days, you start feeling better.
Amen.
I mean, within a week, within 2 weeks, it's like, I am going to live. I really am going to live. The sun did come back up, and the sky really is blue. I mean, it does hurt, and I do feel like it's killing me, but the pain is going away. It is going away. That old saying, time heals all wounds, that's the truth. It does. You give it some time, and you will live. You'll live. Amen. Amen. You let some little teenage boy start controlling your life, or a teenage girl control your life and lord over you and control your life, the best thing you can do is break it off with them. Because that junk progresses over time. And they'll start controlling you and controlling you. The next thing you do, it turns into this stuff. Physical abuse. And that gets worse and worse over time. Amen.
Amen.
The heart's deceitful. Desperately wicked, who can know it? My heart, oh, I just feel like, yeah, you're feeling. You know what they say? I was reading and doing some study about this, and they say these arranged marriages overseas in Asia and places like that, you know what their divorce rate is over there? Almost nothing. They never divorce. They just make up their mind. Their parents say, okay, chalk, I let go, Mike, and John, me, you're going to marry, hooks, I can make up, don't y'all, T. You ever notice they got a great big long first name and their last name's T-Y or L-O? And they go, T-Y-Y-Y-Y. And they get married and stay married forever. Amen. You know what the key to it is? They don't marry for feelings. They don't marry. They don't fall in love and just get this swirling feeling like Walt Disney swirling around in a cartoon and birds singing and all that. They don't marry for love. They just learn to love who they married. They just stick it out, and over time, they just adjust, and they learn to stay together. And over time, they have all those battles and battle scars, and they just make up their mind, well, this is the person I'm married. I'm supposed to be married to them. I'm supposed to be married to them. Y'all remember what I told you a few weeks ago? That guy told me, he said, but I love this woman more than I ever did my wife. I told him, I said, what's that got to do with it? That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. So what? Anybody can fall for somebody else. That's where your heart will deceive you. The heart is a deceiver. But those things come and go, buddy. Those things come and go. Follow your heart. Heart's deceitful, buddy. You think you know what love is? Love's not a feeling. Love's not a feeling. Love is commitment. I hate to have to tell people a story like that, but I know from personal experience, hey, listen, brother, it's not always about how you feel. If your mom and daddy sets you down and your preacher sets you down and says, this ain't right for you, you better listen. You better pay attention.
Amen. That's right.
You better pay attention. Right. I've set young people down before and told them, I said, this ain't right. This ain't going to work. And they wouldn't listen. And they're still regretting it to this day. Still regretting it. The Bible said, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. There's a reason for that. Number three, here's another one that just we've been hearing a lot lately. Love wins. Love wins. Who was it said that? Our great leader. You know, our president said that the other day after the Supreme Court ruling, handed down the ruling 5-4, that said same-sex marriage is legal in all 50 states within 10 minutes. Barack Hussein Obama sent a text to this homosexual that sent this thing to the Supreme Court, and you could hear Obama on the phone saying, congratulations, we're proud. It's a proud day in America. With the hashtag, love wins. I'll tell you something tonight, folks, that ain't got nothing to do with love.
Amen.
Two men getting married.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, folks. You think we've seen it before, up till now? You ain't seen nothing yet, baby. You wait. I told Debbie, I said, it's going to get to where Christian people ain't going to be able to take their kids to the ball field or to the county fair or anywhere. They're going to flaunt it and shove it in their face now. We're married. We got the law on our side. We don't care what y'all say. Franklin Graham and some of the other, David Gibbs and some of the rest of them's already posted on their websites that Christian people, It's gonna be war now. They're going to start coming after us. They're going to start lawsuits saying it's illegal for us to preach against it because it's going to be called a hate crime because they've got the law on their side.
Amen.
Love wins. In 2008, Obama said this, "I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. I'm not in favor of gay marriage." In 2008, that's what Obama said. On May 9th, 2012, he said this, I've just concluded that for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married. 4 years later, he did a complete turnaround. And by the way, he's being interviewed by Robin Roberts, an open lesbian. How ironic is that? See, the media knows what they're doing. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Hey, I know what's going on. I'm not stupid. I watch them every day. I watch them every morning for about 10 minutes or 15 minutes. I'll tell Debbie, I say, come here, look at this. Check out what they're doing. And if they say something about the Bible, brother, it's something ugly. There was a guy stranded at sea here a while back, and he was lost at sea, and his boat was tore up, and he was lost at sea for like 60-some days. And they asked him, the interviewer, he said, well, what sustained you for all that time? He said, how'd you stay alive? He said, well, I just had a little bit to eat. He said, the one thing that kept me going, he said, I read the Bible through. How many times did he say? He said, I read the Bible through like 20 times. And he said, I'm a changed man. And the interviewer, the guy that was out there on the field, he said, oh, by the way, he said he ate a lot of peanut butter. And they all started laughing. They got off that Bible subject just like that and got over there and made a big joke real quick so they could end that segment with a joke about peanut butter.
Yeah.
I said, did you notice what they did? They didn't want the viewers for the last thing they saw in that segment to be sitting there thinking, wow, that guy, the only thing that saved him was he's reading his Bible. But the end of that segment making a big old joke about, I think he said pineapple and peanut butter. They ended that segment with that. See, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They know exactly. But you know what? I ain't stupid. I know what they're doing too.
Yeah.
Amen. I've got radar when I watch them. I watch them and I listen to them. And I mean, I know what their agenda's all about. Amen. Homosexuality, that people say, is no different than any other sin. Let me ask you this. If a man rapes a baby and he don't pay a parking ticket, tell me which one is worse. Amen. Which is worse? If we're considering a man to teach Sunday school, which one would we forgive him for? If he raped a little baby and they caught him for it, or if he had unpaid parking tickets, which one would we let slide and let him teach Sunday school? Come on, get real, people. Is everybody still awake? Don't let people tell you, well, you Christians, y'all just harp on homosexual. Listen, God destroyed a whole civilization because of homosexuality. He rained fire and brimstone. He ain't never done that on nobody else.
Amen.
Amen. Listen to this. Love wins. Look this up yourself. Just don't take my word for it. Just look it up. 28% of homosexual men have had more than 1,000 partners. 28% of them. That's a third of them. The reports say that 83% of the homosexual men surveyed estimated, this makes me sick, they have had sex with 50 or more partners in their lifetime. 43% estimated they have had sex with 500 or more partners. 28% with 1,000 or more partners. That's unbelievable. That's unfathomable. How do you even do that? How do you hook up that often? God help. That's staying busy, man. Ain't it? When do you have time to do anything else? 79% of homosexual men say over half of sex partners are strangers. They're picking up people in bars and taking them home. The survey showed 79% of the respondents saying that over half of their sexual partners were strangers. 70% said that over half of the partners whom they've had sex with only once. Don't even know them, pick them up, go somewhere with them, have sex, never see them again. That's creepy. You're having intercourse with somebody you don't even know and you ain't never going to lay eyes on them again.
Amen.
He said, preacher, that's awful raw, the stuff you're saying. We need it raw.
Amen.
There, listen to this. There's an extremely low rate of sexual fidelity among homosexual men as compared to married heterosexuals. Now, here's what I'm getting at.
This week you saw on TV, on the news, they show these people getting married, and they show this new commercial. Why can't people that live in Georgia marry the people they love? They're normal just like we are. But they don't tell you these statistics here. They don't tell you these statistics. Now imagine when all these people start getting married and then start getting divorced. Imagine how full the courts are going to be filled up with alimony and child support. Think about it. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be a mess. All these people getting married, and then all the legal proceedings that goes with it. Among married females, 85% married sexual fidelity. Among married men, heterosexuals, 75% reported sexual fidelity. Among homosexual males in their current relationship, 4.5% reported sexual fidelity. Only 4%, 4.5% are stay with their partner. That tells you a lot about them. They're not going to stay with them. Why they won't get married, they ain't going to stay with them. You know, I told Debbie yesterday, or this morning, I said, ain't it funny the homosexuals are fighting to get married to do something that a lot of Christian people won't even do? A lot of Christian people, or so-called Christian people, go to church and they're shacking up and won't get married, and the homosexuals are dying to do it. Preach it, brother. Amen. Ain't that right? A lot of people go to church nowadays not even married. Yeah. And the queers are wanting to do it so bad they can't stand it. Yeah. And heterosexuals won't even get married. Oh, it's getting quiet in here now. It's preaching time. Amen. Preach. Peel a hide back, preacher. The furs are getting ruffled. Turn the cat around and let her rip. Yeah. Amen. Here's another good one. I'm almost through. 30 more minutes, I'll be done. Number four, here's a good one you've heard your whole life. Dreams really can come true. Who's famous for that? That's right, Walt Disney. But you know, that just ain't true, people. Yeah. It just ain't true. That's right. Ask LeBron James, bless his heart. He said he's the greatest player in the world. He just got played last week. He just got hammered run out of his own town last week. Just because you dream it don't mean it's going to happen. It don't mean that. This generation is raised in a fantasy world. Somebody has to actually go to work and come home and tend to the kids and pay bills. Everybody ain't going to be a rock star. Everybody ain't going to win the trophy and hold the trophy up high. Yes, it can happen, but it ain't going to happen to everybody. Preacher, why do you have to be so negative? There's a difference in being an optimist and a pessimist and in being a realist. Do you know out of all the people that go to the Olympics and compete, only a handful win medals, and there's a multitude of them come home and they don't win anything. They just go compete. But they got to go to the Olympics. Everybody cannot be a princess. Everybody cannot be the MVP. Everybody cannot be the winners and carry the trophy home. Somebody has to lose. Somebody has to drive the bus. David was anointed king, but then he was hounded by years by Saul the king. Don't you think David was running around the wilderness thinking, good gracious, I was anointed king. Why is this happening to me? Women are going to get my crown. When's my day going to come? You remember his right-hand man, what Abishai told him, stood over him that day over the ditch and Saul was laying there. He said, say the word and I'll run him through with my spear and I won't have to do it but once. Yeah. Amen. He said, I won't have to spear him, but I won't do it three or four times. One time and I'll get him. David, listen. Dreams don't necessarily come true. Let me give you another good example. About 23 days ago, these two guys broke out of prison. They had some tools smuggled in some hamburger meat. Y'all remember that story? They had dreams. Man, they thought, when we get out, we actually, and they had a pretty good plan. They cut through that pipe. I don't know how they did that. They couldn't have done that without what tools they showed on the news. They had to have something else. I don't think we know all the story yet. And they got out, went through the sewer, the steam pipe or whatever, and they got out through the manhole and escaped. But that ain't the end of the story. Somewhere should have been around with a car to pick them up with some clothes and a plan. They didn't plan it far enough. I told Debbie, I said, do they not think that there's going to be, the whole world is going to be looking for them? Did they not think when they popped up like whack-a-mole out of that hole, that their name's going to be splattered all over their picture for days, 24 hours a day? Amen. It's going to be on every news outlet in the world.
with their name and description, and everybody in the world's going to be watching for them. Didn't they not think that? Did they think they're just going to get out and just go hitchhike and somebody's going to pick them up? They've been watching too many movies. Amen. Well, somewhere on the line, they're playing. I heard a story about these guys that dug out of prison. They dug out of jail and they tunneled underneath. They said it's a true story. And they tunneled up, and when they came up, they came right up in the courtroom next door. You talk about idiots, brother. Hey, Joe, I think we went the wrong way here. Wouldn't that be bad? Come right up in the courtroom. But they had a dream, and it didn't come true. They killed one of them, and just a while ago, they shot the other one and took him into custody. So hey, guess where he's going? Right back where he started. Probably go to solitary confinement where he belongs. I don't know what this thing. They had a dream. I have a dream. Yeah, that's all he had was a dream.
Amen.
Amen. I got two more, and I'm going to let you go. Number five, the most important thing is to enjoy your life, to be happy is all that matters. I read that one. That was by Audrey Hepburn. She was an actress back in the 50s and 60s. Solomon said that was all vanity, everything under the sun.
Amen.
Unless you have the Lord. I got to think about Audrey Hepburn said that. I got to studying on her life. She was a beautiful actress, and she had more affairs than you can count on your fingers and toes. Run around on her husband. Everybody, she had a movie. About all them actresses did that. If they was acting in a movie with somebody, they'd end up having an affair with them. And I thought apparently she didn't know what happiness was because she couldn't find it. Amen. So how would she know what happiness is? The most important thing is to enjoy life. That's not true, because you can enjoy life and die and go to hell. Ain't that right? There's more to life than just enjoying life, because everybody does that almost. And most people enjoy their life and they have fun and have a good time and then die lost without God. You need His presence, His protection, His promises, and His plenty. And then this last one I'll give you. Ronnie, come on up. You ain't going to believe who was the first. I don't know who was the first person to ever said this. This is who it's attributed to. And I don't agree with this. A lot of people say this, but I don't agree with it. Everything happens for a reason. Everything don't happen for a reason. Because there's some bad things happen. Marilyn Monroe said that. A God-denying reprobate said everything happens for a reason. Now, how would she know? I'll tell you what. Me and Debbie saw a story one night. Listen to this. This guy murdered this woman. This guy murdered this woman three houses from where he lived. He shot her in the back five times. I don't tell you why he did it. He was 20 or 21 years old. And when they finally caught him, here's why he did it. He said, I had raped my three-month-old daughter. And he said, I knew I was going to prison, and I didn't want to go to prison for being a child rapist, so I wanted to go to prison as a murderer, because I knew prison was hard on, child molesters, so I just wanted to go to prison as a murderer. Didn't show any remorse. Just a young guy about like Caleb's age. This guy, he rode over on his moped this woman's house at random, didn't even know the people. Whoever comes on first, who he's going to kill. Went in the house, nobody's home. Went in there and played video games a while. Made him a sandwich. Took a shower. Kicked back, watched some TV. The woman came walking in the door. He just shot her down dead. Just bam, 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 shot her five times. Now you can't tell me that happened for a reason. There ain't no reason behind that. That baby getting raped and then that woman getting murdered in cold blood. That ain't nothing but pure unadulterated wickedness unleashed from the pits of hell. And that stuff goes on all around us every day. Everything don't happen for a reason. Some things do happen for a reason. The Bible said all things, all things work together for good for them that love the Lord. All things work together. But everything in the universe don't happen for a reason. I don't believe that God's up in heaven controlling everybody's life like a chess game. The Greeks used to believe that Zeus and Jupiter's up in heaven playing with people's lives like it's a chessboard. I don't believe that. We're given our lives, and we're given choices, and we make those choices, and then we have to live with the consequences of those choices. Amen. And you have your life, and I have mine, and you make your life what you want it to be, and however it turns out, you've got to live with it. But everything don't happen for a reason. I've heard people say that. Say, well, everything happens for a reason. You know, if somebody broke in your house and just murdered your wife, you ain't gonna just walk around and say, well, everything happens for a reason. That's crazy. That's the world's mentality. Yeah, it happened because some murderer wanted to kill somebody. But there's no reason behind that. There's no rhyme or reason. It's wickedness. God has nothing to do with that. There's no grand picture in the universe for all that to happen. They make it sound like it's all in the grand scheme and it's all working together, and that's not true. It's not. It's a wickedness. But God does have a plan for your life if you'll get in it and you'll find it. Amen? Let's stand tonight.